At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know, our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Yokohama Avid Ascend LX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, simply go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
What up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're having a great day. Happy 4th of July to you. The Doug Gottlieb Show rolls on. Special 4th hour, as the guys straight out of Vegas are taking the day off. We are not. Joey Chestnut wins again for the 15th consecutive time. He is the Kansas basketball of hot dog eating. Congratulations to Joey Chestnut. We'll talk about some of these NBA moves, potential moves. Does Minneapolis St. Paul not get the playoffs on TV as they unloaded to get Rudy Gobert? We'll find out. Dealing with a dead battery, head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head to AutoZone, your battery solution, America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone. Okay, let's start with this, shall we? Look, it's this curious world where it feels like Kyrie Irving could end up with the Lakers. And I don't think that people don't like the NBA as much as they used to because of the skill. Guys are more skilled now than they've ever been. You know, shooting is incredible skill. They're athletic. They're versatile. They're amazing. I don't think it has anything to do with politics. as some of my media brethren would say, well, look at who they support. Like, no, we don't know who Steph Curry supports. He's incredibly popular. It comes down to the names of the teams. But I do think that when you're a petulant teammate, almost childlike with some of the things that you've done, the idea of rewarding bad behavior with a dream destination just doesn't seem to fit how it should be. Now, look, I do think there's a portion of Brooklyn saying, I mean, I'd love to get rid of Kyrie Irving to whomever the highest bidder is. But they had a chance to get rid of him for Russell Westbrook just last week and chose not to. And what do all these other teams know about Kyrie that the Lakers either don't know or are willing to omit from their memory? Right? I think he's an incredibly talented player. He's as good with the basketball as anyone has ever been. And he's obviously a better fit to play with LeBron than Anthony Davis, than Russell Westbrook. But he's always hurt. He took a sabbatical without telling anybody going back to last year. You bet, go back to his first year in Brooklyn, and he called out teammates by saying, hey, look, these guys won't be here when we get good anyway. They replaced the coach, they replaced players, and there wasn't much change in them. Then this year, it's not just that he wouldn't get the shot. It's not just some of the things that he did to keep himself off the court. When he was on the court in the playoffs, he was celebrating Ramadan. I'm not being critical of the holiday or him partaking in the holiday, but it goes part and parcel with the reason he should have gotten the shot. Whether you want to or not, you're part of a team, and the way in which that team is paying you is to play, and everybody else is getting a shot, then why won't you do it? What, just because everybody else is doing it? Yeah, that's called being a part of a team. You know, that's called being a part of a team. So I look at this thing and I think, I mean, how many different things has Kyrie done? And the Ramadan thing is, I get it. I understand. It's a holiday where you can't eat food or drink water. It doesn't always, so it has come in during the first part of the NBA season, not the NBA playoffs. But you're already down a guy with Ben Simmons not playing. Okay, you're missing several other pieces due to injury for the year, and you're going to play at half your normal level because of religious reasons. Great. Those are not team reasons. This is reality. You don't have to like it, but you have to understand that's how sports views it. Then you get this weird Jeannie Buss tweet. Just weird, weird tweet. Now, it should be pointed out that as much as we celebrate Jeannie Buss being in charge when the Lakers had a resurgence, they did get to the playoffs last year, although they lost to the Suns in the first round. And the year before, they won the championship, and that's on her watch. Let's also be honest and say that she didn't really have much anything to do with the acquisition of LeBron James, had nothing to do with the trade for Anthony Davis. So we are giving her credit for something that she had very little control over other than writing the check. She tweeted, quote, I miss KB, that being Kobe Bryant. He would understand and explain everything that I'm not allowed to. What do you mean you're not allowed to explain things? Honestly, he was the greatest Laker ever. No, that's Magic Johnson. He understood team over self. No. Meaning your rewards would come if you valued team goals over your own, then everything would fall into place. All can reply. All right, if that's how she views team over self, a little bit, but not a lot. It's just a really cryptic tweet. And it's almost a call to arms for her Lakers to find a way to work it out together and put team over self, to value the Lakers. But this is the problem. Okay, when you bring in LeBron James, he's a great player. He's one of the greatest players who's ever played the game. But LeBron James, does not truly care about playing for the Lakers, other than he wants his number, I'm sure, hanging up in the rafters next to Kobe's two jerseys and Wilt Chamberlain and Jerry West and so on. Magic Johnson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, James Worthy, Byron Scott, George Mikan, and they're all up there. He wants his, but LeBron plays for the Lakers, isn't a Laker. Okay. Anthony Davis plays for the Lakers, doesn't feel like he is a Laker. And I think that's what Jeannie Buss is getting to. You know, he would explain, KB would explain, and understand, explain everything I'm not allowed to. And then the one that can really turn the NBA on its head is Kevin Durant, and Kevin Durant being traded. And I can't imagine if essentially five first-round picks and a bunch of expiring contracts is what it took to get Rudy Gobert, I think I'm going to agree with somebody said it on TV, France. That's the trade value of Kevin Durant. It's Doug Gottlieb's show here on Fox Sports Radio. We'll get to all that with Mark Medina. Might be able to sneak in a little bit of baseball. Football still waiting on the Deshaun Watson ruling as he met with league investigators going back to last week. If you're just joining us, we got some Debbie Downers in terms of 4th of July. Jason Stewart wants nothing to do with it. Hates fireworks. Hates our country. Hates our flag. Hates everything about it.
That's no. We got to correct that. I kind of want that to go nationwide. I love America. I think it was a wise choice to break off from Great Britain back then. You know, they taxed us a lot and tried to impose their religion on us and stuff. And, you know, I thought it was a wise choice. I'm not going to be a Monday morning quarterback about that. But fireworks, yeah, they can go. If I never saw a firework again, it would be too soon. I don't need to see one.
Really? What about just, like, blowing stuff up, like with M80s and things people legally get, and just watching things, trash cans get blown up and blown in the air? Even if nobody gets hurt, nobody's around.
Not for me. I don't need to see that. That's not my thing. Sorry.
Okay. What do you waste money on in the summer? Some people waste money on fireworks. Do you have something else that you waste money on in the summer?
Wow. Waste money on? What do I waste money on? I'm a pretty frugal person, but
something you spend money on that gives you immediate joy, but not long-term return on investment. That's what fireworks are.
Oh, that's a good point. Because I was going to say I waste money on gas and go, hey-oh!
But if you have to get to places,
that's a problem. I probably waste way too much money on, I can't even think of one. Fast food? John, help me out here. What, you know me. What do I waste money on?
Jeez, I don't think, you don't really.
I just overspent on a pair of shoes. I got my first Jordans.
Yeah.
Your what first kind of Jordans?
My first Jordans, yeah.
Well, your first Jordan since you were a kid, your first Jordans ever?
No, ever. Ever. I just dived into the pool. I'm almost 50, so I figured, you know, it's never better late than never with the Jordans.
Yes! How exciting!
You're like that, Steve Buscemi meme. What is it? Something about kids? So what Jordans did you get?
Oh no! You're putting me on the spot now. I don't know.
Are they Jordans? Are they the
no?
Jordan
no, there's some of the more recent ones. Do you know the recent models? I could send you a picture, and you could probably tell me what it is. But
why don't you do that?
You know, our friend is Rob Parker. Everyone loves Rob Parker, right? And I know he blocked you on Twitter, but that's a separate story. We love Rob Parker. When I decided I want to buy...
Hold on. No. Let's air these grievances, okay?
Yeah.
He blocked me on Twitter because I make fun of the fact that he keeps calling Tom Brady the luckiest of all time. And I'm like, dude, it's a terrible take. Just go, every once in a while, take the L on a take, okay? When Steph Curry came out of Davidson, I thought Johnny Flynn had more upside. Johnny Flynn played in the triangle. Johnny Flynn had a debilitating, like Bo Jackson, like hip injury. But no one would ever argue that that's a smart quality take as of now, right? Ricky Rubio and Johnny Flynn, though both drafted ahead of him, did not have more upside than a two-time MVP, unanimous MVP, an NBA Finals MVP, and a surefire first ballot Hall of Famer, right? It's a bad take. Okay, you take the L. I don't understand. Rob's mad at me. He's like, well, you never credit my good takes. I was like, well, okay, well, I don't know. The one you're most known for is the Tom Brady luckiest of all time one. Luckiest of all time, which is, you have to be on some level lucky to be good, but no one is so good, so lucky that they go to 10 Super Bowls and win 7 of them. 7 Super Bowls. No one's that lucky. That's why he blocked me.
I think that's fair. I think it's fair for you to say that. I don't think it's fair to block anybody. I don't think anyone should block anybody. It's just...
Oh, no, that's not true. That's not true. You just block people.
On Twitter, you should definitely block people?
Yes.
Yeah.
Seth Davis told me he mutes people. It's like squishing ants. He says,
yeah, I mute people instead.
Well, I mute some, but some people are just like,
yeah,
I don't
you're
ever
right.
want
to... You're right.
You're good. You lost your right to tweet.
Yeah, you're right. I guess I just don't do it because I don't want them to create a fake account and then... You know,
come on back.
Yeah, so I mute them, and then they think I'm looking at their stuff, and I'm not. I don't care.
Mute just means that you can't see anything they write to you?
Right, like okay. Twitter blocks that, so you don't get any notifications about it. So this person could be talking smack to you, but you never see it, so you're not affected by it. And they're just talking to themselves. It's great.
By the way, speaking of fireworks, which we've talked a lot about, Chris Vanini, who... he writes for The Athletic and obviously listens to the show. He knows that I just want the finale. Just give me the finale.
Yeah.
Right. I don't need all the other stuff. Like, honestly, a lot of times when I go to order a double cheeseburger, like I don't want fries anymore and I don't want a Coke. I just want a 3x3 from In-N-Out. Like, I came for your burgers. I want the burgers. I don't need the other fluff. I don't need filler. Right. So he tweeted out a video of the 10th anniversary of a San Diego fireworks show where 7,000 fireworks were shot off at once. Yes, it's absolutely beautiful. Actually, Danny Parlay retweeted that one. Thank you, Danny. I love that. Anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, blocking people on Twitter?
I've never never done. Never blocked or muted, so.
Oh, I do. The blocking people is good just because it means no one can see whatever tweet you had. And, you know, some people I'm just done with, block them. Done. Move on.
But see, Doug, you have a lot to say. And so therefore, the more you say, the more chance you're going to have people come at you. Like, I can't speak for Jason or Monsi, but for myself, I mean, I tweet out stuff like Star Wars or just an idea or thought. No one's going to really come at you for that. But I understand on your end where you're just constantly having really, really good takes, hot takes, things that people really have.
They're not always good. I'll be honest with you. They're not always good, but I appreciate it, John.
No one's going to block me because I liked Obi-Wan's episode 5, you know.
I did like Obi-Wan's episode. I thought Obi-Wan got better as it went on.
It did get better, yes.
Although, man, Darth is like a cat, huh? How many lives?
I don't know. I don't know where the spoilers can start anymore because it's been about a week since episode 6 came out. So I give it a little bit more time. I'm not going to say anything. Plus, we're broadcasting throughout Los Angeles today, so... You know,
what does that have to do with Darth?
There's more people. You know, there's more of a larger group of people that might be, you know, you might influence by throwing out, you know, a spoiler here or there. That's all.
I just didn't know there are more Star Wars fans per capita in Los Angeles proper than there are in any of the other hundreds of markets in the country.
Was just my assumption, and maybe I shouldn't do that. So
no, I you know. It's the Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. This is amazing, amazing stuff. Okay, we got a lot to get to on the DG Show. Special hour. Monsi Bolaños has got an update for us. Mark Bedina is going to join us. We're going to celebrate the 4th of July. Now, listen, we got some Debbie Downers. Debbie Downers. Complete Debbie Downers. But, and this is a big but, okay? What's your favorite part of the 4th? We discuss next on the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to do my name.
That's my game.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio, special extra hour edition of the show. I should point out that for the last hour and 24 minutes, it has not been 4th of July where I am. I'm outside of Tel Aviv, Israel, Ramat Gan, Israel, and that's where I'm broadcasting from. But happy 4th to those of you in the States. Obviously, just tragic news of this shooter in Illinois ruining a 4th of July parade. Oh, just awful stuff. We'll probably try and bring some levity to it. We're not trying to pretend like head in the sand, don't know what's going on in the world, right? I will point out in an effort to bring levity. So, Jay Stu, have you traveled overseas recently? When was the last time you traveled overseas? Go ahead.
Let's see. Maybe 8 years ago, I went to Wimbledon.
Okay. And now, is there a staple of the British diet that you have every day? Beer might be. Is there a staple of the British diet that you have every day when you're there?
No,
when you're there.
Yeah, I didn't do a whole lot of the local stuff. I guess I'm that kind of guy. I had a couple of American things when I was there. And then I went to a pub and did a pub crawl and had a bunch of beer. So I guess beer. The answer is beer.
Okay. Okay. Monsi, have you traveled to a foreign country recently?
Not recently. No. It's been several years.
When was the last?
It was maybe 10 years ago. I went to Europe and I went to Germany. I went to Italy. And it was a lot of fun.
Okay, so maybe Italy is the example, right? Like, how many days in a row can you eat pasta?
Oh, right? Yeah. No, I can. And pizza.
Okay, but or pizza is like a good, like, my kids can go a couple of days in a row. So when you come to Israel, like, you have hummus, right? Mm-hmm. Or to some of you, hummus, whatever, okay? And I was telling people, like, you get, there's like a 6 to 9 days in a row. Hummus is the peanut butter of the Middle East. Okay, stick with me for a second here, okay? I love peanut butter. Peanut butter's good. by itself. Peanut butter is good with chocolate. Peanut butter is good with apples, with celery. Peanut butter is good in milkshakes. Peanut butter is good. With jelly. I've had peanut butter and on a cheeseburger. It's excellent as well.
So good.
Peanut butter is good in everything, right? Hummus is like that, right? Hummus is good with celery, with pita. It's good, you know, if you ever have dry chicken, mix some hummus in with it. You know, it's good on shawarma. It's good on falafel. It's good with, like, if you have some other vegetables, you mix it in with hummus and it's good. But you get to that, like, seventh day in a row and you're like, you know, I just can't do the hummus anymore. I need a couple days. I need a couple days. Have not reached that point. All right, Jay Stu, you sent me this text. You sent me this text in regards to my favorite fourth. What do you mean?
Okay, so I just kind of want to have fun with the word the fourth, you know. I'm just trying to think of a creative thing to do on the holidays. So I'm thinking, why don't we come up with our favorite fourths? In other words, let's celebrate the fourth by telling you what our favorite fourths are. For example, let me give you guys a couple of examples and you guys can think of one. Maybe one sports and one non-sports. So my sports favorite fourth just happened. I love Steph Curry winning his fourth title. There's so much behind it. Him winning it without KD, him winning it after being dismissed. And that was my favorite fourth in sports that I could think of. My favorite fourth just in everyday life. I don't know if you guys watch this TV show, but on Prime, there's a show called Bosch, based on a Michael Connelly book series, right?
Yep.
The fourth season, it really hit its stride. I think there's five or six of them. The first three were great, but don't get me wrong, but the fourth season, something happened. It really reached its stride, and if you hadn't seen the series, you should, and definitely stay with it because it only gets better. So those are my favorite fourths. John, you had a good one.
I have two. One is obviously, for me, I mean, Empire Strikes Back is considered the best of all the Star Wars movies. But since Star Wars is the first movie that came out and kind of started it all, kind of enveloped us at my age at 7 years old, and it is episode four, I would say that would be my favorite fourth of all the Star Wars movies. And the Lakers, their fourth championship in L.A., was in 85 when I was about 15, and I was really into basketball and kind of understood it a lot more. And so they beat the Celtics, which was the first time they had beaten the Celtics ever in their storied franchise. So those are my two fourths: the fourth Laker championship in 85 and episode four of the Star Wars saga.
What about May the Fourth be with you?
I'm not into that as much.
I was kidding about it. Was a play on it.
That can be one.
You
could choose May 4th, Doug.
How are we on Rocky IV?
That's the Drago one, right? Yeah.
You can say it. We all can say it, right? Remember that, right?
That's a good choice because it's a patriotic movie.
Yeah. Right, especially on the 4th of July. Rocky's like climbing some mountain, like in training with that gigantic beard, right? You know, meanwhile, we portray Drago as taking steroids and punching some, you know, like one of those carnival things that shows he could kill a person, which he did. You know, he killed the great Apollo Creed, another American hero, with his hands. Rocky IV on the 4th of July. Let's get to Monty Bolaños before Mark Medina joins us.
All right, let's talk about my fourth. Okay, season four of Friends is where it kicks off for me, because that's where Monica and Chandler get together. And also game four of the 2001 World Series, where Derek Jeter walks it off for the Yankees. Nuts.
Nothing says lady like 40 hot dogs. That's what that's amazing. It's 40 hot dogs is amazing.
I know.
I don't care. I don't care who you are.
I can have
dealing
two.
With a dead, yeah. Dealing with a dead battery, head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing, free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head to AutoZone, your battery solution, America's number one battery destination, AutoZone. Mark Medina joins us. He does a great job of covering the NBA for NBA media. He was also our Fox Sports Radio NBA playoffs insider. Danny Ainge has done it again, right? Seemed like he fleeced Minnesota. Why is Minnesota giving up so much for Rudy Gobert?
Well, first off, Doug, happy fourth. I think with Minnesota, they felt like, hey, we have a good young nucleus and we're a dangerous team, but let's take the next step. And they also think that, hey, even in today's modern NBA, we can do the Twin Towers. idea with Rudy Gobert and Karl Anthony Towns. And, you know, Cat has never been known as being a defensive specialist. So, you know, why not allow each guy to do what they do best? But no doubt it is a big risk because of the amount of depth that they're giving up. But I think Minnesota's thought was if they just ran it back, it would probably be a repeat of last season's team of, hey, they're a nice young up-and-coming team, but they're not going to do anything beyond, you know, making some noise in the play-in tournament.
No, I get it. But, like, how many times do we have to see Rudy Gobert completely useless in a big NBA playoffs series, and then Minnesota, like, doubles down? And it's not like they have him for a year or 2 years. Yeah, 4 years left in his deal. And,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing what Danny was able to do. All right, take me to the Nets. Who's moved first, KD or Kyrie?
Yeah, it's a good question. I wouldn't be surprised that if it's Kevin Durant first, because there's a lot of dominoes in play there. And, you know, at that point, you know, Kevin is the one who's demanding a trade. And so I think there's obviously a lot more suitors there because of who he is and who Kyrie Irving is. And so I think that the Nets want to sort that out. But as you know, Doug, things don't always move in linear fashion. And all it takes in Kyrie's case is presumably one offer from the Lakers that sweetened the deal. But I think the reality is the Lakers don't really have much to offer. They have Russell Westbrook, and he's not really attractive these days. So now it comes to the fact of, you know, do they really value someone like DHT, Talen Horton Tucker? Can they get some first round picks? And then on the Lakers' end, like, are they going to be able to extract and be choosers of, hey, we don't want Joe Harris, we want Seth Curry? My hunch is that the Nets will say no to that, but we'll wait and see. The reality is, you know, the Lakers are almost competing against themselves for Kyrie because there's really no other interest. But because of how dire things were last season with the Lakers, I think it's their feeling that, hey, they got to make this Hail Mary move.
What exactly was the tweet from Jeannie Buss about Kobe Bryant would explain things that I'm not allowed to? And he put team over self, like, oof, that wasn't the Kobe. You can love Kobe as a player and go like, yeah, he wasn't the most unselfish cat in the world. What do you read into that?
Yeah, I'm trying to decipher that myself, Doug, because look, I fan of how Kobe played the game of basketball, but there were certainly times where he got in his own way as far as his shot selection, individual glory. But I think the other ironic part is in 2007, you know, things weren't so peaches and creams between the Lakers and Kobe Bryant. That's when he was going on his constant trade demands with every media outlet possible. And so, yeah, it was a very odd tweet. I know that obviously Kobe's been a Laker for life, and he kind of is now that example of one of these superstars that's with one organization forever, but it wasn't always that case. So, yeah, I'm trying to decipher what Jeannie meant by that. You know, I know generally it would be understandable of her tweeting that. I mean, obviously beyond the tragedy of missing Kobe, she and Kobe definitely had a close relationship and gave a lot of feedback as far as front office decisions. But in this context of time, I can't really connect the dots. And even if you did connect the dots, there's not really many parallels to it, because to what you mentioned about Kobe, he wasn't always about team success. So very puzzling tweet, to say the least.
How much does she trust Kobe? That's why she hired Rob Pelinka to be her general manager. Mark Medina is joining us. He covers the NBA for NBA Media. Of course, Rob Pelinka was his agent, his very, very close friend as well, his confidant in basketball. Okay, so Kevin Durant. Give me some. I know everybody wants him, okay, but there's got to be a Pirates bounty back in return. What? Give me the most likely scenarios.
Yeah, that's the thing that's tough, because I can rule out the most unlikely scenarios. That's the Warriors and the Miami Heat. But you know, I think that
Let's go back through that real quick. Okay, the Heat because. The only things that the Nets would want would be Bam and Jimmy Butler, and they're not tradable, right? And then the Warriors, they would essentially go back to getting rid of their strength and numbers in their future for Klay, Draymond, Steph, and KD, and then nothing else, right? That's That's and Kevon Looney, they would be a starting team as opposed to a deep team. They would kind of go back. They would a little bit go backwards. Is that fair?
Precisely, yes, Doug. And then there's some, you know, CBA legal rules here where because Bam Adebayo and Ben Simmons were part of rookie extensions, unless the Nets trade Ben Simmons, that trade can't happen. And the same thing applies with Andrew Wiggins. So presumably Andrew Wiggins will be part of that deal, but as long as Ben Simmons is with the Nets, it just wouldn't happen. But I think, yeah, you're on the money as far as the Warriors are philosophically. And as far as the Heat goes, like, I think Kevin Durant's preference to the Heat would dissipate knowing, hey, I wouldn't get to play with Jimmy Butler. I wouldn't get to play with Kyle Lowry. I wouldn't get to play with Bam Adebayo. But, you know, to make a trade of that magnitude, the Heat would have to give up something. So rule those two things out. I think at the end of the day, Phoenix seems to be the most likely scenario because they still have that trade chip a la DeAndre Ayton and a possible sign-in trade. But I think where the complications are lies with this. I don't think the Nets are interested in him, so that you would now have to get a third team involved. Would that maybe open the doors for the Utah Jazz? They just traded Rudy Gobert, right? So I think that's the most likely pathway, but it remains to be seen. All these things are fluid.
What about the league in that now it's become a little bit of a pattern that, hey, just sign the big extension, and if you don't like where you are, you can get out of it anyway. That couldn't sit well with the owners in the league.
It doesn't sit well with the owners in the league. Certainly doesn't sit well with Adam Silver. Look, it's one thing to be pro player when it comes to free agency decisions and player movement. But, you know, LeBron James, for example, obviously the face of fluid player movement, you know, because of his departure from to going to Miami, going back to Cleveland, going back to the Lakers. He always honored his contracts, partly because he was always about signing one-year deals, so he had that flexibility. But he never, you know, left before his contract expired. And I know that, you know, before this whole Kevin Durant situation, Adam Silver's been on record, you know, when James Harden would demand a trade behind the scenes and Ben Simmons, that he didn't feel like this was a good look of, you know, both parties not being able to resolve differences behind closed doors and not honor contracts. So no doubt I would not be surprised that if Kevin Durant winds up getting traded, that there's new language that the owners propose in the collective bargaining agreement. And I don't fault them. Look, I am pro do whatever you think is best, whether it's a player doing what's best for them or an organization doing what's best for them. But when you're setting a precedent of demanding trade a year after you signed an extension, like, that goes beyond the pale of a guy on his last year of a deal and trying to, you know, be collaborative with the team because he's going to leave the following season. At least maybe that team can get something in return. This is an extreme example of it, and it's certainly something that the NBA doesn't want to have repeat episodes of after Durant presumably sets this precedent.
But of course there will be repeat episodes of it. Mark, yeah. Medina, he covers the NBA for NBA Media. Mark, may the 4th be with you. Have a great 4th of July. Thanks so much for joining us.
Right back at you, Doug. Appreciate you.
Dealing with a dead battery, head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head to AutoZone, your battery solution, America's number one battery destination. You got to hear what Kevin Garnett had to say about Anthony Davis. It's next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's Craft Team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Dealing with a dead battery, the AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like battery testing, free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head to AutoZone, your battery solution, and America's number one battery destination. Doon, 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 doon.
Doug, would you say these two songs I just played in last break and this one here are two of the most used ones during the 4th of July?
Oh, this one for sure.
Yeah.
Do you guys know what this is?
Well, it says it's a Washington Post march. That's what it's labeled as.
Anybody?
I just know what the name is. I don't know what. Yeah.
If you know, let us know.
Yeah.
I believe like my.
I think we give you enough time to Google it as we were killing the last.
No, 30 seconds. Yeah. No. There's two of them, right? Like this was. There's two. One was. What's the other ones? One is John Philip Sousa. One is who's the other one? Well, is Gershwin. The other one.
Well, that's the. It says here they're both John Philip Sousa. The one I played at the. This is the one I played earlier. And that's just called The Stars and Stripes Forever.
Yes. How long ago? Those were written like over 100 and.
Yeah, what, they're not
30 years ago.
Yeah, they're quite old. Yeah.
That's pretty amazing, right? Like I have this. I had this session with my son. He's talking about his favorite rapper right now is somebody called Yeet. Yes, are you anybody familiar with Yeet?
Yeet, no.
Yeet, Y-E-A-T, Yeet. Yeet.
Huh.
Okay. Yeah. So anyway, he's like, Dad, you like this new Yeet? I was like, Hayes, listen, in 20 years, are people going to listen to it the way I still listen to Tupac and Biggie? He's like, I don't know. I was like, the answer is no, Hayes. The answer is no. Think about that. Will people still be listening to your music 130 years later? The answer is no. Anyway,
what kind of rap is it? Is it? I'm not even sure what that fast paced rapping is.
It is not. It's not fast paced. No. It's not hip hop. It's definitely rap. There's.
Like, who's the rapper that served time for narking on all of his buddies out in New York? He's done a lot with Nicki Minaj on tracks. I forget his name. Anyways, that kind of rap is a distinctive, like, fast paced. Kind of chaotic rap that I know a lot of the younger people are into nowadays.
No, I mean, he's like a Little Baby and Da Baby. I can't remember which one of the two. I think Da Baby we like better. Polo G, he's a big Polo G guy.
anyway, I you know, none of them are going to be remembered 25, 30 years from now. No offense. Maybe, you know, he's convinced Polo G will, but I am not. Let's get to this. Kevin Durant, Kevin Garnett had this to say about Anthony Davis.
If I'm talking to AD right now, bro, get lost. Go to Hawaii somewhere, straight up and down. When you come into camp better in shape than anybody and everybody. That's what you should be focused on. You should go for the MVP for the 2022-23 season. All Celtics fans gonna hate me for saying that, but I'm your OG, and that's what I think.
Kevin, is that a hot take that he doesn't? Wait, so a guy who has told people he hasn't touched a basketball for like 2.5 months is supposed to go to Hawaii? Was he going to Hawaii to work out or going to Hawaii to chill and then just show up and be a beast? I'm not sure of that one.
He said he wanted something to get lost, as in go into a lab and come out in shape.
Yes. Yeah, that's good. I think that's a fair take. You know, I think it's a fair take. Like, at what point does Anthony Davis decide that, hey, you know, he's not ruining a great career, but he's limiting a great career?
Yeah, he's limiting a great career because he's not a real basketball player. He doesn't love basketball the way others do. You could just tell. It's different. You know, some people are hoopers. Others are not hoopers. And he plays basketball, yeah, but I feel like he doesn't love it. Like, I understand that you're not in season, and so you haven't touched the ball, like he said, and I don't know how long. I get that. But, you know, that's just weird.
The white ribbed tank top. He wears a white ribbed tank top because he's got a bit of a dad bod. Like KG is right about AD, but like, again, if you play with LeBron and LeBron is a workaholic and his body is in peak physical condition and you still haven't gotten it, why would you get it now? Like, why not? What is the wake up call that Anthony Davis is going to get? I'm not really sure. All right. We'll keep you updated on KD and Kyrie and if and when they'll be moved. We're going to keep an eye on the Deshaun Watson situation, which won't happen today, but we're likely to hear something from the NFL this week. And, of course, we'll celebrate our country with fireworks. Please be safe. Please be safe and have fun. I know, and, you know, drink responsibly. Don't get behind the wheel. Don't be an idiot and ruin your fourth or somebody else's fourth or even beyond. And, of course, we can have that Clayton Kershaw discussion that I'm sure the boys want to have in the future. My favorite fourth has been the fourth spent with you guys, Jason Stewart and John Ramos and Monse Bolaños. That's my real favorite fourth. That's truly it. Have a great 4th of July. This is the Doug Gottlieb Show. Only one broadcasting live from Israel here on Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.